My name is Marita McKinnon, and I have been here today talking with James Kanabi. And let's continue our conversation, I guess, where we left off. You've been talking to our listeners about how you actually live in an RV full-time, traveling the country as God leads you. So maybe a lot of our listeners have been thinking or wondering, how does that work? You know, how do you do that? So why don't you talk to our listeners a little bit about that?
You know, it's really an interesting lifestyle. We took to it pretty well. It took a long time to get used to being in such a small space. Just to kind of give you a picture, the RV itself from front to end is 31 feet long. Mm-hmm. It has about 150 to 175 square feet of living space in it. And so there's enough space for us all to sleep and kind of sort of cook meals. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much it. We've got a little tiny bathroom and it's very, very cozy. And I guess to borrow from a documentary, I don't know if you know Nathan Clark George, he's a musician, but he and his family were traveling some in an RV and they did a little documentary about it. And essentially they called their RV the incubator for sanctification. And that is absolutely true. Just like any other family, if you're in a small space or you're together, what happens?
Yeah.
What happens when you go on a family vacation?
Yeah.
There's a lot of conflict usually.
Yeah.
There's a lot of issues. I mean, so I'm sure a lot of the listeners can understand exactly what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.